Thursday is the day we read from your comments, and my interview yesterday with New Yorker writer Jeffrey Goldberg brought in quite a bit of passionate response. He just returned from a reporting trip to Israel and Gaza, and he's written a number of stories over the years about Hezbollah. This comment from our discussion of Hezbollah struck a number of listeners.
It's a very, very radical anti-Semitic organization, and we need to acknowledge that, because if we acknowledge that, then we'll understand what the long-term hope is or not is for disarmament and for Hezbollah to join the political process in Lebanon without arms.
Brian Ramsey of Pittsburgh writes this: be careful not to automatically equate anti-Zionism with being anti-Jewish, and certainly not anti-Semitic. There are still many of us who believe Zionism was just about the worst idea a small group of European Jews ever had, but we still have great respect for the contributions of Jewish people, culture, and religion. Other listeners were unhappy with our decision to broadcast tapes of 9/11 emergency calls. The city of New York released them yesterday, and they contain some calls from people trapped in the World Trade Center towers. Jenny Lacher of Seattle sends this: I wish that NPR did not find it necessary to play tapes of dying people on the radio. The voice of the woman played today repeats in my mind in an endless loop. I know I will not sleep tonight. Erin Russo of Chicago expresses even stronger feelings. I am outraged and disgusted, she writes. September 11th was by far the defining event of my life thus far, and you, out of all programs, should respect what a horrible and emotional day that was for all Americans. To play those tapes is disgusting and disrespectful to listeners. I'm ashamed of you. Last week, we heard commentator Robert Franklin's thoughts about what he called prosperity preachers. These are ministers whose messages include references to material success, not just rewards in the afterlife.
I'd love to hear fewer sermons about luxury cars and seed gifts, and more of them about economic justice for those left behind by a growing economy.
The Reverend Creflo Dollar was one of the preachers Robert Franklin mentioned. Dollar is the founder of World Changers Church International, and he took exception with the commentary. Here's some of his response. My staff and I have provided multiple tons of food and clothing to those in need and have worked with tens of thousands who needed help finding work. However, the greatest gift we provide is the teaching of practical application of biblical principles for everyday life. I believe that if you can help change the way a person thinks, you can help that person to change the way he or she lives. Old-time religion is not what sets people free from bondage to social ills. The truth does. Finally, one of the many comments we received on Robert Krulwich's story about how we lose our sense of adventure as we age. Listener Allison Stanton shares this story. This morning, I was listening to the English Beat to help me focus while writing. At times, I would have happy memories of high school drama club dances. One of my staff members, who is 7 years younger than me, came in my office and asked what was playing on my iPod. I laughed and told him. Oh, he said, with the "you're so old" look I get from someone who graduated high school in 1995. We can't see the looks you shoot us, so we prefer email. You can write to us at npr.org. Look for Contact Us at the top of the page.